birthday present by Guided by Voices. Stephen looked at his watch while he waited in the car. Damn it, Lucy was going to be late for college. What was she doing? To be honest, he knew what she would be doing. Gossiping with her mother, or checking her hair in the mirror. Maybe winding up her little brother, James. Just like her mother, she didn't do anything in a hurry. Eventually, after what seemed like an eternity, she appeared at the front door and Stephen was struck once again by what a beautiful young woman his daughter had become. She had just turned 18, and he would have described her as a stunner. Had she not been his daughter, that is. Her beautiful face was framed by a bob of brown hair, and her school uniform could not hide the swell of her breasts. Stephen couldn't help it, but he felt a most unfatherly surge of what could almost be described as lust. He watched those breasts bounce slightly as she ran down the garden path to the car, her school bag slung over her shoulder. It was not surprising that his daughter was as gorgeous as her mother. She was a strikingly good-looking woman as well. More curvy than Lucy, with larger breasts and backside, but the same beautiful brown eyes and long legs. Lucy got in and kissed her father on the cheek. I'm sorry, Dad. Mum was just showing me the top that she bought yesterday. It's really nice. Whatever, responded Stephen, giving his daughter a look of mock disapproval as he started the car. I can't believe you'd be so inconsiderate, especially on my birthday. Sorry, she kissed him again. Happy birthday. What does it feel like to be 44? I feel old, he said as they set off towards his daughter's college. Well, you don't look it, Dad. You're still very handsome. She gave his slightly grey in hair a quick stroke. Stephen felt his heartbeat quicken slightly at the feel of his daughter's soft hand in his hair. What was wrong with him this morning? The truth was, he'd been having inappropriate thoughts about his daughter for a few months now. He had pounced on these thoughts as soon as they appeared, but they were occurring more and more frequently. The worst time had been 2 months earlier when he had gone to use the bathroom. He had been in a way that Lucy had been taking a bath, and he had stopped in his tracks, frozen in shock as he was confronted by the sight of his daughter standing up in the bath, completely naked. Water running down her exquisite breasts, dripping off her pink nipples. It had only been a matter of seconds, but he couldn't help looking a moment too long, drinking in the sight of his teenage daughter's body as she stood there. His daughter broke the spell. Get out, Dad! I'm in the bath! She laughed as her father stumbled out, mumbling his apologies. The worst thing about it was that, despite the embarrassment, his cock had begun to harden in his trousers. And he had to work hard to make it go away. What made it weirder was that Lucy hadn't seemed bothered about her father seeing her body, the way she had laughed when she had told him to get out. It had almost sounded playful. The thing he had been most ashamed of was the previous week when his wife Sheila was giving him a titwank. They had the house to themselves. They had both been horny, as they often were, but Sheila had been on her period, and she didn't want intercourse. Stephen didn't mind. The titwank from Sheila was one of the best things in the world. The problem was, as she wrapped the heavy hot flesh of her beautiful tits around his cock and started to work them up and down in sweet rhythm, he couldn't stop thinking about their daughter. Sheila increased the rhythm, and he looked down and saw the head of his cock protruding from between her tits. He knew he had a big cock. It was long, 10 inches, and thick as well, especially the fat, purple head, which was sticky with his pre-cum. Right now he couldn't help but imagine that it was his daughter's tits wrapped around his cock. They weren't as big as her mum's, but he imagined they would feel amazing wrapped around her dad's thick cock. He tried to keep focus on his wife, on her lovely face, on her beautiful tits as she moved, trying desperately to force out the cum that was boiling in his balls. but he kept getting flashes of his daughter. Stood in the bath. Her breasts, her legs, her beautiful face. Oh God, it was too much. He abruptly stood up, pulled his jerking cock free from between his wife's tits, steadied her head by gripping a handful of thick black hair and came right in her face. He almost fell over, the waves of orgasm turning his legs to jelly as he drenched his wife's face. The waves of orgasm turning his legs to jelly as he drenched his wife's face in blast after blast of thick hot cum. Sheila had her mouth open. She loved the taste of her husband's thick spunk, and several blasts of cum had landed in it. He looked down at his wife, face and hair drenched in his spunk, grinning up at him like the cat had got the cream. He felt a pang of shame then, because he hadn't been able to resist imagining that it was his daughter's face that he had been emptying his balls into. Dad! Lucy's voice brought him back to the present. He turned to her and saw that she was running a hand through her hair. What is it? He asked. Do you like my hair? I got it cut especially for your birthday.
You didn't have to do that, he laughed.
I wanted to make an effort, she said.
Well, it looks awful.
Don't be horrible, shrieked his daughter in mock outrage, giving his thigh a playful slap. Hey, watch it, her father laughed. You'll make me crash the car. Well, be nice then.
Okay, okay, your hair looks lovely, like it always does.
Thank you, Dad, his daughter smiled. Just then, Lucy's phone rang. She took it out of her pocket. It's Jenny, said Lucy. Jenny was Lucy's best friend, and she was almost as sexy as his daughter. She had a massive pair of tits. Lucy started talking to Jenny, and it was a few moments before he realized something very strange. His daughter's hand was still on his thigh. He tried to concentrate on driving, but all his mind could focus on was the feel of his daughter's hand midway up his thigh. He looked at her, but she seemed to be completely unaware of where she had placed her hand. Chatting happily away on the phone, then she started to move her hand, running up and down her thigh. He had no doubt where that hand was heading, and was horrified to realize that a bulge was appearing in his crotch. My God, my daughter's given me an erection, he thought. He almost crashed the car as he felt his daughter's hand on his crotch. His cock was now fully erect, and he felt it twitch inside his trousers at her touch.
Okay, Jenny, I've got to go now. We're nearly at college. I'll see you later.
Lucy rang off. The car pulled into the drive at the school gates. Stephen stopped the car a few feet away from the gates and turned to his daughter.
What are you doing, Lucy? He asked.
His daughter looked right into his eyes. God, her eyes are beautiful, he thought.
I'm giving you your birthday present.
She gave the bulge in his trousers a squeeze and he gasped.
We shouldn't do this. We...
Stephen couldn't finish the sentence. He was too excited by the fact that his daughter had just unbuttoned his trousers and was unzipping his fly.
What are you doing, Lucy?
He asked. His daughter looked right into his eyes.
I'm giving you your birthday present,
as she gave the bulge in his trousers a squeeze. And he gasped.
We shouldn't do this. Stephen couldn't finish his sentence.
He was too excited by the fact his daughter had just unbuttoned his trousers and was unzipping his fly.
Oh God, he gasped, looking up at the car roof.
You're going to have to take these off, said Lucy. Stephen didn't say anything. He couldn't think of anything to say. He struggled out of his trousers. The only thing hiding his throbbing cock from his daughter was the tight pair of underpants he was wearing. He suddenly remembered where they were, and he looked out the car window to see if anyone was about. He had been slightly late, so most of the students were already in college, and the drive that they were parked on was deserted. He groaned as his daughter put her hand up her shirt and up her toned stomach.
You know, you're in really good shape for your age. all my friends fancy you. They say you're a silver fox.
Silver fox?
Yes, Jenny thinks you gorgeous. She says she'd love to suck your cock. She'd be so jealous if she could see us. His daughter ran her hand back down the massive bulge in his underpants. She gripped his cock through the material and groaned again. I can't wait to see what your cock looks like, Dad. It feels massive. She took her hand from his cock and in a quick moment reached under her skirt and pulled her knickers off.
What are you doing, Lucy?
Stephen again looked around to see if there's anyone about, but they were still alone. Lucy said nothing. She just pressed her knickers to her father's nose. His nostrils were instantly full of the smell of hot teenage pussy. He imagined those knickers pressed up against her slit and felt his hips buck with lust. Do you like the smell of your daughter's wet pussy? Asked Lucy. Thinking about your big fat cock has been making me wet. She put her hands into the elastic of her father's underpants and pulled them down, finally freeing his hot throbbing cock, which twitched on his belly, just inches from his daughter's face. Oh my God, it's huge! I'm not sure if I can fit it all in my mouth. She ran her soft hand along it and her father groaned. He was so full of lust for Lucy, he didn't even think he could take much stimulation before he was unleashing a blizzard of spunk. He hoped that when he did, it would be into his daughter's face or in her tight vagina.
Have you ever sucked cock before?
He asked, breathing heavily.
Oh yes. Whose?
His daughter had now wrapped her knickers around his thick cock meat, and she was working the shaft in a steady rhythm.
I sucked James's cock loads.
Stephen should have been shocked that Lucy had been stuck in her 17-year-old brother's cock.
Did you like sucking your brother's cock?
Yeah, and I liked it when he came in my mouth.
His cum tastes nice.
Her father groaned again, and Lucy felt his cock twitch again through the material of her knickers. She pulled the knickers off and gripped his cock firmly in her hand. Fat purple bell end was now inches from her face, and she could see the pre-cum licking from his piss slit. She reached forward and licked the pre-cum, running her tongue backwards and forwards across the piss slit to make sure she got every drop. Stephen groaned loudly, and the roughness of his daughter's hot tongue was delightful.
Do you want me to suck your cock, Daddy?
And she plunged her head down onto his cock, taking 5 inches of her father's meat into her mouth. Stephen gasped. He wouldn't have believed it. He wouldn't have believed that his daughter's small dainty mouth could wrap itself around his cock. His cock was enveloped in the beautiful skin-tight heat of his daughter's mouth. She started to move her head up and down the shaft, and he reached forward and grabbed a handful of her soft hair. All of a sudden, his phone started ringing. His daughter took her mouth from his throbbing cock and looked up at him. You better get that, she said. Stephen reached into his pocket and took out his phone. He looked at the caller. It was his wife.
It's your mum.
Well, say hi for me, said his daughter before working his cock back into her mouth again.
Hi, Sheila,
he said, trying to control his breathing. He hoped he didn't sound like he was getting a blowjob from their daughter.
Hi, Stephen, she said.
His wife's voice didn't sound very steady.
Did you get Lucy to school?
Yeah, I'm just dropping her off now. Lucy was now sucking her dad's fat belly end, making sure that any pre-cum was going straight down her throat. Stephen felt the familiar tingle in his heavy balls. And knew that it wouldn't be long before his pumping went his cum into Lucy's mouth.
We were a little bit late, but we made it.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just making some breakfast for James. And you wouldn't believe me, but your son was so horny that he's fucking me while I do it.
What? Asked Stephen, incredulous. Lucy was now seeing how much of her dad's thick cock she could take. He reckoned she must have taken about 7 inches in there, and he could feel it in the back of her throat. God, she was good at sucking cock. He could hear his wife moaning on the other end of the line.
He's fucking me while I cooked the breakfast.
She groaned again. Stephen could hear a slapping noise, the sound of his well-endowed son fucking his mum. "He's quite distracting," she laughed. "Oh, fuck your mum like a whore." Stephen heard the slapping noise increase and his wife gasped in pleasure. "How is he fucking you?" asked Stephen. And he was now working his daughter's head up and down his cock. He thought about his son's thick 8-inch cock pumping in and out of his mother's plump hairy pussy. "Are you naked?" God, he was so close to coming. He knew from the sound of his wife's voice that she wasn't too far away either. "No, I'm wearing a dress. I've even got my apron on." He just ripped my knickers off, bent me over the cocker, and plunged his lovely penis into my vagina. "Oh God, I'm gonna come soon," gasped Stephen. "Are you wanking?" asked his wife. "No, I've got a confession to make." "What is it, dear?" He heard her turn to his son and gasp. "That's right. Grab your mum's tits while you fuck her." Stephen bet the 17-year-old wasn't far from coming either. He'd been having sex with his mum for months now. Sheila thought it was just part of her motherly duty, and by all accounts had developed into a star lover. But even her best lovers could only last a certain amount of time inside Sheila's hot, tight pussy without filling her belly full of spunk. She could do things with that vagina that were amazing. The first time she had let James put his dick inside her, he'd only managed to thrust before his ass was back in between her legs, and his hot boy cum was spraying against his mother's pelvis. "The thing is," said Stephen, "I've got my daughter's mouth wrapped around my cock while I'm talking to you." "Oh my God, Lucy is sucking your dick?" "Yeah," gasped Stephen, "and she's really good. I'm not surprised. She'll have inherited it from her mum." "I'm going to come," gasped Stephen. He was so close now. If he had been stood up, his legs would have turned to jelly. "Oh my God, let's all come together as a family." She turned to her son. "Are you ready to come in your mother's cunt? Are you ready to come for me?" He heard his son answer the affirmative. "Slap your mum's ass," she shouted at him. "Slap your mum's ass like she's a whore." Lucy's head was moving up and down frantically on her father's cock. "Oh, I'm gonna come," shouted Stephen, and everything exploded. There was an explosion of ecstasy that ripped through his body, and he pumped his daughter's mouth with his hot cum. All control had left him, and he pushed into his daughter's mouth. And he pushed into his daughter's mouth as if it was a beautiful, tight vagina. A blast of hot, sticky cum shot into that hot place, filling it up with her father's seed. Amongst his ecstasy, he heard his wife shriek, "Oh, I'm coming!" And the phone distorted as she screamed into it. He heard his son too following as he filled his mum's spasming womb. The place that he had come into this world from, with jet after jet of hot teenage spunk. When his orgasm had subsided, he looked down at his daughter and she was grinning up at him. "Oh, what have you got there?" he groaned. His daughter opened her mouth to reveal her mouth was absolutely full of her dad's white cum. She swallowed it all down and said, "Yum." "Did you come in your daughter's mouth?" Wife's voice was shaky after a massive orgasm. "Yeah, I absolutely filled it. It was a massive load." "Did she swallow it?" "Every drop." "Good girl," she takes after her mother. Oh my God. Fuck.
He's still hard, called Lucy, holding her father's throbbing dick. Stephen gasped as she licked the last bit of white cum as leaking from his pistlet. He heard his wife laugh. Well, you do always like to go at it twice. I don't think you should disappoint your daughter. Me and James are going out now so you can have the whole house to yourselves. She's supposed to be in college, said Stephen as he looked down at his daughter, who currently had one of her father's heavy balls in her mouth. Well, it is a special occasion, countered his wife. It's your birthday. Ask her if she wants to be fucked by her handsome dad in the same bed as you fuck her mum. Ask if she wants to be done like a slut, just like her mum likes it. He relayed this information to his daughter, who replied eagerly that yes, she did want to fuck her dad. Okay then, said Stephen, pulling his trousers back up. But I'm only letting you bunk off college because it's my birthday. I know, said Lucy, kissing his cheek like a good little girl. And I have got an awesome present for you when we get back. By the time they got to the house, Sheila and James had gone. His daughter rushed upstairs like an excited kid as he locked the door, and then he followed her up. He went into the main bedroom, the room where he and his wife had fucked so many times. Only this time it wasn't his wife on the bed, naked and on all fours. It was his beautiful 18-year-old daughter, waiting to be fucked by her dad. He walked in slowly, taking off his clothes, surveying his daughter's beauty as he stood behind her, completely naked. Lucy looked over her shoulder and saw her father standing there, his massive cock completely full of hot blood, ready to spray thick jets of daddy spunk into his daughter's quivering fanny. As her eyes drank in the beautiful sight of her dad's rock-hard cock meat, she realized this was the cock that made her 18 years ago. The cock that had sprayed her mum's spasming womb full of spunk and created her. And now she wanted it in her pussy. She wanted his spunk deep inside her. She started to shake. She was so full of lust for her dad, so hungry for his cock. Stephen watched his daughter as her body quivered, was hypnotized by the sight of his daughter's soaking wet pussy, her swollen mound covered with hair, the pink lips full and swollen with lust. As he walked over to her, slowly stroking his cock with one hand, his daughter was still looking at him over her shoulder. His daughter looked at him over her shoulder. Please fuck me, daddy. Please fuck me, daddy. Fuck your little girl. Fill my womb with your spunk, just like you fill mum's. He slapped one of her beautiful ass cheeks, and she squealed in delight, thrusting her ass and pussy back towards him in an obscene display. Oh, spank me, dad. Punish your naughty girl for being so dirty. Fill my pussy with the spunk like you fill my mouth. Lucy's father couldn't take any more. He lunged forward, consumed with lust. He pushed his fat cockhead up against her hot pussy. He pushed, and for a second he thought it wasn't going to fit in. But there was a sudden rush of heat, and he was suddenly buried to the hilt in his daughter's hot vagina. God, she was tight. The hot, wet walls of Lucy's pussy were twitching against her father's thick cock meat. Come on, daddy. Fuck me. There was a real pleading in his daughter's voice. You want me to fuck you like a slut? Yes, Lucy groaned. Yes. Fill me like a schoolgirl whore and fill my pussy with your spunk. And he did. And he did, fucking his daughter frantically, both hands gripping her slender hips as he powered into her soaking wet vagina. She pushed back, grinding her exquisite 18-year-old ass back onto him, trying to get as much of her father's cock meat into her as possible. Her legs started to shake. Oh God, I'm gonna come, she gasped. Oh, me too, let's come together, gasped Stephen. And a few moments later they did, father and daughter screaming in ecstasy as he pumped her spasming pussy full of spunk, spraying the pink twitching walls of his daughter's womb with thick lashings of white cum. Every single drop of cum he had in his balls being sent into that hot place inside Lucy's belly. A few minutes later they were back on the bed, cuddling. Best birthday ever, said Stephen, kissing his daughter as they both laughed.